thought for today. Life is for the living. Life is for the living. How many of us are living? How many of us really care about our life? How many of us are really interested in being alive? Are you interested in having an activity that goes on in your life that's exciting and interesting? Or are you just going through life in an ordinary way and just taking things that come and with no excitement and no desire for anything special? This seems to be the case with most of us. Most of us have no drive. We have no direction in our life. You say, what is your goal? What is your choice? What is your aim? What is your dream for yourself? And we don't know. I say, let's learn to be untouched. And then you're touched. I say, let's learn to be unconditional. And right away, you start being conditional. Let's learn to be non-judgmental. And you are judgmental of yourself and others. And I say, hey, we'll put those things aside. Put those things aside and let's start being who we are. Who are you? You're number one. And if you're number one, then you're untouched by the world around you. Now, let's get out there and get busy. Now, are you going to be a basketball star? Are you going to be a computer expert? Are you going to be whatever you're going to be? What are you going to be? Have you a choice of anything you want to be? Everyone has the opportunity to be anything they want to be. Now, life is for the living. Would you say that going to work every day from 9 to 5 or 8 to 5 or 8 to 4 or whatever it is living? Well, sure, that's exciting. We have a job. We're bringing in an income. Would you say raising a family was living? Well, sure, we're bringing new beings into the world and we're training them and teaching them. Would you say that living is driving back and forth to work every day? Well, that's part of the job. That's part of the necessity. Would you say that living is having a home and having a family? That's just normal. That's what everyone does. Would you say that living was going to church on Sunday? Living was taking night courses at the various colleges to improve yourself in something? All these things sound so normal and so ordinary and so simple, but that's not living. This morning you all had an evidence of living. You had two evidences of it. One, when the saint came into the house and he says, wow, I feel great, I feel fantastic, wow, a great day. And all of you said, hey, what turned him on? Yes, what turned him on? And then at the breakfast table, we were talking and comments were made and the saint had that look on his face like, yes. Games, the X game on the big computer in the exercise room, that's what I would like, that 60-inch computer, that 60-inch screen, and to play my X games on there. Wow! That's living. It's not what he's doing, but it's his attitude toward it. All of us can have the attitude toward anything that we do, but he was excited about being alive. He was excited about playing the X game. He was alive. Yeah, sure, he's 13 years old, he's alive. No, he's alive. When he came into the house and said, whoa, and raised his arms and acted like a spring chicken, everybody else did too. Everybody else who had pretended that they had problems and pretended that, oh dear, we had such a short night last night and this and that and the other, garbage! You should be so excited about living 24 hours a day, you don't even want to sleep. You go to sleep 1 hour and pow, you sleep completely and wonderfully. And then you get up and you got energy and you got dynamic action about everything you do. You're wonderful. That's living. Life is for the living, not for the dead. My goodness sakes. We go around as though, hey, let's relax. I want to kick back. I want to not do something for a little while. I want to just read a book. I want to just... Nonsense! I want to read a book because the book is exciting and I get into that book and it's wonderful. That's the way to read a book. I want to kick back and I want to really relax and I want to say, my body is just vibrating with power and energy and love and joy and peace and goodness. And that's the way to relax. When you're done relaxing like that, how do you feel? You're ready to fly to the moon. You're ready to fly to the moon. And people do. And have done it. And will do it more in the future, perhaps. But flying to the moon is not important. It's living while you're flying to the moon. Scientists say we can send rockets to outer planets and perhaps outer galaxies, even whatever. But we put people to sleep while they're flying there. And we have them in a non-aging environment, which is a kind of interesting thing to even consider. But to put them to sleep in a non-aging environment, when they get there, maybe 100 years later, they're whatever age they were when they left, maybe 30, 35, you know. And then they get there, and then they stay there for however long. And then they turn their rocket around to come back. They put themselves back in that state, same homeostatic state, and they're asleep, and they do not age any more than they did. Now they're 40 years old, and so they come back, and they're back at Earth at 40 years old. Now it's 200 years later, and all the people and all the circumstances and all the activities are not there anymore. Well, you say, cool, that's really, you know, interesting. You know, live every moment of life, because life is for the living. And it's not a matter of coming back 200 years later and only being 40 years old. That's not the point. The point is every moment of our life, if we will live it and enjoy it and thrill to it and be excited about whatever we do, and hey, if everything goes kaput, so what? Start again. I've had lots of businesses that went kaput, and lots of businesses that didn't. And I've had lots of friends that went kaput, and lots of friends that didn't. But always it was active, dynamic, exciting adventures that were going on. Always it was a release of any possession, and just a total participation in the game of life. Are you ready for this game of life? Are you ready to be Egbert, who is caught by the windmill and is taken up into the sky and come down again? And you see, Egbert wanted to fly. He wanted to be Superman. He wanted to go off, but it didn't work because he was a little boy. But when the windmill caught him and took him around and around, he had the thrill of his lifetime. And now he's ready for a new thrill, because he had it. Now you've had lots of thrills in your lifetime. Now you're ready for a new thrill. Let's turn on the thrill of living. Turn on the thrill of being alive. Turn on the thrill of being excited by who and what you are. And let go of the past. And live in the now. Live every single moment. Because when you choose to move on, you'll move on. And can you say of yourself when you move on, boy, that was great. I really enjoyed it. I stuffed myself with chocolate ice cream and chocolate cake until I would burst. And I ate sweet corn with butter and salt, just like a typewriter ribbon, you know, thing. And I ate these other things, I didn't want them, I didn't need them, but I enjoyed whatever I did, because every moment of my life was a joy for me, and every moment of your life is a joy for you. Life is for the living. And if we don't live, then die.